Now we're going to get an update on power outages with PG&E. Paul Moreno is a public information officer with PG&E. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making the time. I know it's been incredibly busy. So at its peak, PG&E reported outages to more than 1 million customers. You have a very large area in California. As it stands now at noon-ish, you know, what is the status of outages in the region?
Yes, we've reduced that outage from more than a million customers to under half a million. Fortunately, most of those customers have their power back on within about 6 to 12 hours. And we continue to make assessments, make situations safe, and pick up customers as needed. Much of our service area includes rural mountain areas, such as Nevada and Placer counties. And those happen to be some of the hardest hit areas within California.
When you go up to those foothill areas, can you just help us visualize the amount of work that needs to be done to restore power to these rural communities?
Sure. We have just many incidents of downed trees, branches in the trees that have caused downed power lines, and in some cases, broken poles. So we have crews, just like SMUD, we follow best industry practices where we triage the outages. We respond to emergencies such as downed power lines first, and we make that situation safe. And then if we're able to restore power to customers and also in blocks, and we focus on critical customers like hospitals and nursing homes. And we are largely, for most customers who are remaining without power, we're in the assessment phase. We have crews that go out, they see what type of pole, what type of power line, what other materials are going to be needed to make that repair, and then crews will come in and make those repairs.
For the remaining half million, give or take, customers that are still without power, when can customers expect power restoration? What would you like them to know?
So, of course, each outage is different because it's multiple outages, you know, thousands of individual outages. And customers can get information about their outage status from PG&E by visiting our website or calling us. So we do pick up customers every hour. But in some cases, it's going to be maybe a couple of days to get some customers back on. And we do communicate with our customers with outbound messages, outbound phone calls to them. And they can also visit our website to get customized outage information.
I know that your area, it covers pretty much up until the Oregon border, all the way down through the Central Valley to Bakersfield. Which areas were hardest hit for PG&E?
The coastal areas, Central Coast, Santa Cruz Peninsula, and also the North Coast between the Golden Gate Bridge and Eureka. And then inland areas that were hit hard are Placer, Nevada counties, but even many outages in the flatter foothill areas and flat areas had outages as well.
How did PG&E prepare for this latest storm?
Our meteorology department was closely tracking the incoming storm to let us know what areas would be hardest hit. So we staffed up even pre-stage crews in locations where we expected the hardest hitting weather. And we've also been able to rely on bringing in crews from less impacted areas to help local crews, and also bringing on contractors to help us get the power back on.
How did this damage and the outages from this latest storm compare to the previous one, say from last year in the series of atmospheric rivers that we went through?
This storm is not as severe as those cases. Those were some pretty hard-hitting storms. We had very, very high snow, I should say deep snow at low elevations, that created a lot of access issues and created a lot of damage with downed trees and closed roads, mudslides. So that one took quite a bit more. Those took quite a bit more to address. We're hoping that we can get the power back on much more quickly in this situation. And we're also mindful of the other storm coming in.
Yeah. How are you preparing? I mean, you're preparing as you're working to restore power to a half million customers.
Sure. So we prepare for storm season year round. It's, you know, we don't rush out there and prune trees just before the storm comes. That happens all throughout the year. And we also do maintenance on our equipment to replace poles as necessary. And we also make sure that our crews are well trained and well-staffed. We have a lot of logistics folks who do everything to make sure they have meals and hotels available to our crews.
If you are one of those 500,000 customers without power, and you mentioned there is another system that is forecasted to impact potentially electricity, should these customers be prepared that they will be experiencing prolonged ongoing power outages?
We do urge our customers to be prepared, you know, prior to storm situations. Of course, make sure you have a flashlight and a battery operated lantern available. So if there is a power outage, we don't recommend candles because of the fire danger. And you can freeze water in 2-liter soda bottles and transfer those to your refrigerator in case you do have a power outage, and keep your electronic devices well charged ahead of a storm.
Do you have any idea, and I know it's tricky because it depends on the area, but do you have an idea when PG&E will restore power to the remaining 500,000 customers who are still in the dark?
Sure. Very difficult to say because each day, each hour, we are restoring power to customers, and we're out there still making assessments. And until we have our assessments completed, we won't have a firm estimation for all customers to be restored.
What would you like customers to keep in mind? Understandably, this is a frustrating time for people that are navigating under uncertainty and, you know, without, you know, an essential need like electricity. What would you like them to keep in mind?
You know, please be aware we are out there working hard to get the power back on. And then if you have any special needs, you can call 211 to be connected with agencies that provide assistance for people with mobility issues. They can even provide battery backup power for electronic devices. We partner with those agencies and donate to them so they can provide these resources to customers.
Paul, thank you for the time and the update.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Paul Moreno is a public information officer with PG&E. Still ahead, we're going to get an update on road conditions with Caltrans as well as Sacramento RT. We're also going to head up to Donner Summit for a status of the snowpack. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.